So here's a story for the ISOJ conference in April. And maybe this is the one I'll use to open up the talk. It goes back to 2003 or 2004. I was living in Boston at the time, actually in Newton. And I had a commute because my office was on Mass Avenue in Cambridge. And so I would listen to WBUR on the drive-in, pretty much always. And so one day they had the pledge drive. By the way, I should mention that at this time we were developing podcasting. It was pretty far along. We were already having some stuff published, Chris Lydon's stuff. And so the connection between podcasting and radio wasn't lost on me. So as I was listening to WBUR, they were having their pledge drive, and they came on and said, well, this is your station. And, you know, since it's your station, you should be giving us lots of money. And they kept going on and on. And you know how the pledge drives go. I mean, they're long. And, you know, it's the idea. And they kept coming back. This was obviously the slogan that they had decided on for this year's pledge drive. This is your station. This is your station, you know. And since it's yours, you have to pay us money because that's what owners do. And so anyway, so when I got to the office, and this, you know, I was thinking about this. I'm going, my God, if this is my station, then we ought to be able to do something with this station that opens up the distribution pipeline. That was what podcasting was all about. It was only people on the radio had access to listeners. And I recognized that the internet changed all that. And there were a few technical problems, and basically podcasting solved those technical problems. That was there was also production problems. How do people actually produce these things? And, you know, we needed to make it easy, and we needed to get some protocols in place. That's what podcasting was doing. And since WBUR was the primary public radio station in the Boston area, which is confusing to people who don't live in Boston, because the impression is WGBH is the big station, but they're the one with the national presence more. WBUR is the one that we listen to in the Boston area. And so I called them up and I said, you know, and by the way, I give money to the local public radio station because I listen to it and I feel like I need to do my part, and they don't ask for a lot of money, so I just, you know, do it. So I called them up and I said, you know, I'd like, since I own the station, or one of the owners of the station, I would like to talk with you about what I want us to do with the station. And they completely were unprepared, as I expected they would. I mean, I'm not naive about this. I knew it was a marketing slogan, but I thought it was worth trying to explore. Maybe we can, because you kind of have to listen to the owner, don't you? I mean, if I'm the owner or one of the owners of the station, shouldn't you actually be open to an idea from one of your owners, you know? Well, the answer is, of course, they weren't open to it. They totally didn't understand. And so I gave them my contact information. Somebody could get back to me if they wanted to. And what they did was they sent me a beautiful prospectus. It was sort of like the kind of prospectus that that a big corporation would send to a prospective investor. And it was very nice, obviously quite expensive. And that was the end of that. And you know, in hindsight, I mean, I knew at the time that I had a good idea for them and that I was pretty sure that podcasting would catch on and that eventually their programming would be available over this channel. And so I was pretty confident that I had a good story for them. I never got a chance to tell the story. But what it comes down to, I guess the reason why I want to tell this story, and maybe it's the first story I tell in the in my talk at ISOJ, is that this is the problem in the connection between the people and news. That our job as a person, as a citizen, as a member, I mean, if this is supposed to be about democracy, then I'm a citizen of this network that they've put together. Sometimes they even call me an owner. And yet my only role is to give them money. And this is an example of a case where there is no question that I had, my money was a small drop in the bucket. It didn't make the slightest bit of difference to them. My contribution didn't even cover the cost of the brochure that they sent me. I'm sure of it. But at the time, I was an engineer and a impresario. I had good credentials. I had an ID card for Harvard University. I mean, that, you know, at that point, I was like very well credentialed person, and the address that I gave them was at Harvard University. So they were given all the clues, but they didn't respond. I mention it not because this is an isolated example, but however, because it is the norm. This is the way journalism relates to the citizens. And it's fucking wrong. It's just wrong. It's the bug. I believe it is the bug in journalism in our century. And from there, I can explain why. You know, I'm going to keep talking for another 10 or 15 minutes. Believe me, there's a lot more to say after that. Probably have to cut this down a little bit because it's already been 6 minutes. But I wanted to try this out on you and see what y'all think. Okay, talk to you later. Bye-bye.